Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
There's a tension we don't talk about enough in work, in teams, and honestly, in life. It's the difference between preference and actual effectiveness. And the truth is, people can't always tell them apart. We like to think we can. We like to believe we're rational beings who choose the best tools and the best processes and the best habits and the best systems. But more often than not, we're not choosing what works. We're choosing what feels comfortable. And comfort can be a liar. Think about your own work style for a moment. Do you prefer long meetings or short ones? Maybe you like working alone or brainstorming in groups. Maybe you love lots of structure, or you prefer the freedom to figure things out as you go. None of those preferences are wrong, but here's an important part. Your preference doesn't automatically make it the most effective option. And the same goes for everyone on our team. I've met people who prefer systems that make them feel organized, but those systems don't actually help them complete anything. I've met leaders who prefer giving long explanations when a short sentence would have been much clearer and much more effective. And I've seen teams insist on using familiar tools long after those tools stopped being successful on projects. But they use them because it feels good, because it feels familiar, and we keep choosing it because of that reason. Preference becomes an anchor disguised as comfort. Effectiveness, on the other hand, often asks more from us. It asks us to stretch, to adjust, to challenge the way we've always done things, to admit that we might be clinging to what we like rather than what works. One of the smartest habits any leader, or anyone really, can develop is this. Separate what's just something that feels good from what actually produces results. To do that, we have to ask better questions. Is this working, or do I just enjoy it? Do I prefer this process, or does this process actually help us succeed? Am I choosing comfort over impact? Is my team's energy going towards what's effective or towards what's familiar? And here's the secret. You don't have to give up your preferences. You just can't mistake them for effectiveness. The sweet spot, the place where real progress happens, is where what you prefer and what works begins to overlap. But to get there, you have to be willing to let the data, the outcomes, and the real results speak louder than your comfort. So the next time you find yourself defending a tool, a method, a routine, a meeting format, a communication style, pause and ask yourself this. Do I like this because it's effective? Or do I think it's effective because I like it? And that one question can transform a team. It can improve your productivity, and it can make you a better leader. Because clarity is powerful, and knowing the difference between preference and effectiveness, that's where clarity begins.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.